Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos. And of course, we're in the middle of the Christina Liu show, and Otto's in the middle of the pool. So now we've got to figure out what's going on with this pool.
Well, it's kind of an analogy, you know, which I started, I think they might have heard it in the beginning of or the end of
this segment.
I read this article, which I thought made a lot of sense. There's probably not a kid that hasn't ever done something in a pool that they weren't supposed to do, right? I think that's kind of like the law of nature, if you will. Okay?
I like that Otto said kids. I know some adults.
Right.
Could be a little...
Hopefully kids, all right? So it's like saying, okay, kids, you can go down over in that quarter of the pool, and it's okay, all right? Like, it's never going to spread to the rest of the pool. Right. And it's a little bit like the United States is the United States, and we're made up of 50 states, and we don't have walls, and we don't have, like, a pool. It's like flows together. And the fact that people in some states kind of didn't want to go along with the rules that we went along with here, in the beginning. And frankly, I think New York took a pretty hard knock from a lot of places about, oh, it's a New York problem.
Yeah.
Turns out to not be so true.
Yeah.
That there are other states now who pretty flagrant about the fact that, you know, sticking their nose in the air, that we don't have to worry about that here. Well, the facts of life are they're now having some problems. And that could lead to problems here.
I know. I think about that all the time, Otto. I was like, come on.
Well, it could. I mean, you know, and again, I go back to the pool analogy, you know.
I know.
You come from one end of the pool to the other end of the pool, you know.
I know.
Who knows, right? So, I mean, we could be forced to pay somewhat of a price because of that. and that's a concern, and I think.
Well, that's about all you can do, you know, because I think about this all the time. And then, of course, I get myself all like, oh, my God, yeah, like, this is so, like, stressful even thinking.
And she gets herself all
worked up. I do, because I think about that. Like,
well, I mean, all you can do is protect yourself.
You have to, and that's why it's really important to really take ownership as much as you can of your own personal things, right? So I can control that I wear a mask. I can control that I wash my hands, that I have hands. I mean, you should see me when I come out. It's like, I feel like I should schlep. I don't have a child, but I feel like I need a diaper bag of like all the stuff I'm like schlepping around. It's like gloves, hand sanitizer, wipes, you know, like it's become part of my thing. And I was laughing because there was this, you know, these funny things online that give you some laughs because it was saying, you know, oh, it's like, you know, you're so used to, oh, I forgot my phone. I forgot my keys. I forgot my wallet. You know, it's like, and now it's like, oh my God, I forgot my mask. And it's like, I feel like Batman, you know, like I can't like leave the house with like out my mask. So it's, but it's something that I think is important for us to be extra, you know, serious about. And like I said, there's only so much we can do because unfortunately it's kind of the way the world works now. And not everyone is going to be on board, and we could just only hope that, you know, New York certain guidelines and so on will continue to kind of help things out. So it's all we could hope for and just enjoy things.
It's the truth. I mean, if everybody, like what you're saying, Christine, I mean, you got your all your stuff paraphernalia with you. Everybody just got to be careful.
Yeah.
Use some common sense. You know, Otto's gone out to eat twice, which is fine. And actually, Peter and I stopped at the place the other day for a sandwich. And of course, when I got home, Steph said, did you eat today? Because I haven't been that hungry. And I said, yeah, I don't believe you. I said, I'm going to call Peter. I said, oh boy, if he tells you, I better tell you first. Because I'm not supposed to have certain things. I said, no, it was cooked. It was French fries and a Philadelphia steak.
Oh, a Philly cheesesteak.
A Philly cheesesteak, that thing.
They sounds pretty good.
Good
right
choice,
now.
Yeah.
You know, they put the bread down. I said, and the guy had gloves on. And anyway, but...
And also, you know what it is, too. I mean, throughout this whole thing, you know, there was never any proof of food, it being transferred via food, you know, so right. That's what I just, I'm going to go with, you know, so.
No, I agree with you 100% there. You know, my kids get pizza and different stuff, different things, not different stuff. But my wife, I'd say, oh, let's have a piece. Nope. Yeah. You know, it's like.
I know. Well, Steph gets worried about you. I understand. I get.
Yeah. So, but I respect it and that's fine. So we, you know, I don't know when we'll eat out eventually, but I have. Yeah. So
I don't know when we'll eat out together.
It's a public confession.
That was the greatest comment ever. He's like, I don't know when, like, we as a couple will, because I have.
No, but it's so long.
Of course.
You know, I have three daughters. And Otto talking about his kids and you're with having the parties, not the parties, Christina, but it's little by little loosening. Yeah. Because it's like, everybody's fine. Otto's healthy. I wouldn't mind if we were sat next to each other. You have a drink and then everybody go about their business. You're not going to sit on a stranger's lap in the subway. Yeah. Let's not go there. Right. I'm not going there. But people who you know that have been in quarantine and your grandkids or something, you know, my grandkids were getting closer and closer. The little guy now was on my lap the other day. I was like, guess what? I have a mask on.
You know what it is too? And I think it's important, which is difficult because, you know, I've been saying this since the beginning. Everyone kind of is at a different place, you know? So some people are going to be more willing, you know, as you're saying, you and Steph, it's different, you know, comfortability with certain things.
Right.
But so I think that's like important to realize. And it's like all baby steps. I mean, I say that to my husband all the time. I'm like, you know, just like baby steps. You know, one weekend I was like, oh, I think I like really pushed my luck. I'm like, let's go here. Let's go here. Let's try this. Let's go. I was getting like, let's just eat out every meal, you know, like so. But it's just like important to do. And like I said, the bottom line is as long as you take precautions and are safe, I think, you know, it's really shown that, you know, could, you know, help. So I would try it out and just...
I have a question, Christina. Sorry, but you have you can't see this on the radio, anybody, but you have very nice flowers behind you.
You know where they're from? Yeah. I'll give a plug because I'm so impressed. I went to Uncle Giuseppe's supermarket because I needed to pick up stuff for my Italian themed dinner for my dad for Father's Day. And they were there. And they're like, they're only $12, everyone. And I'm just really impressed with them. So,
well, they're nice.
That's from last week.
Yeah. And they're like going super strong. So I'm impressed. I've had flowers from florists that haven't lasted so long. So shout out to
They're nice.
For my beautiful sunflowers. I'm obsessed with sunflowers. They just make me very happy. So.
Oh, really?
Yes, I just love fresh flowers.
We're going to have to get flowers, John.
That's right, guys. So remember that. No, I was kidding. I was Jay laughs at me. He's like, we have 10,000 flowers outside, but you're running around getting bouquets for inside. I was like, well, I want them outside. I want them inside. I like to see them. So, that's just my thing. But
I've never been an inside flower guy or plants.
Yeah, I like it all. You know? I'm just like, put it everywhere. Put it. I mean, I'm not.
Outside, I like.
Yeah, I like. I've been to.
Backyard. Good. I don't get.
Do you plant tomatoes?
No, like none of that. Actually, I tried it. Good, Christina. I tried several years ago to do vegetables. It just didn't work for me. And it became so ugly looking in the middle of the summer that I said, I'll never do it again. And then actually, Christina's husband, Jay, he helped me maybe 3 or 4 years ago re-landscape the backyard because I said, I wanted stuff. I had stuff, but it would bloom and die. You know, I wanted stuff all summer. So literally, he got me stuff that it starts like 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I will have from red to white to yellow to pink all summer long. I don't like the spring. I hate tulips because they're beautiful for about 2 hours. I'm not interested in that.
Yeah, no, totally. Absolutely. It's so nice.
And the magnolia tree. We had a beautiful magnolia tree. One good wind, everything is gone.
Absolutely.
So I like the summer colors.
But we actually started to plant. We got this thing called a veggie pod. And Jay, you know, I just like to peek at it. Jay did all like the hard work. But it was exciting because we had different, we have different lettuces. And what's really fun is we grew, we have bean stalks and actually little like peas are now growing. I was like, oh my God, we have a pea. I mean, it was like a couple of peas. I don't know how far I thought it was going to get me, but it was quite
exciting. I have tomatoes coming.
Yeah, so we actually were doing tomatoes.
Just tomatoes? I don't know other stuff.
Well,
too.
I got a couple small ones on there already.
Okay.
Yeah, and I usually am not very good at that, but
yeah, so we just start. This was our first go at it. I mean, obviously, it's like there's so much inside this veggie pod, so we probably could do like a little less next time, but it's working. Things are growing. So I was like, apparently, we did something right. So
PETA has a nice garden. Maybe 8. I like 14 or 15. It's a good size with zucchini, with tomatoes.
Yeah, we're growing zucchini too. We're trying, so.
And it turns out for them. Not always, you know. Eggplant 1 year. Yeah, he likes it. Actually, 1 year he sent me a picture of the squirrel who actually went up the eggplant bush, unhooked the eggplant. The whole thing was on tape and just ate it.
Yeah.
And he's like, leave my eggplant alone.
Well, that's why we got this thing called the veggie pot. It's like actually made, like it's like some Australian product. But it has like this little white thing that's like netted that goes over it. So it like protects it. Cause that's what we are. Cause the squirrels by us too. I'm telling you, they like massacre like our pumpkins, like Halloween time. It's like everything is like.
Oh, really? The pumpkins?
Yeah, they love the pumpkins.
Oh, that's gross.
Absolutely. So.
I just saw your gardener go by.
Yes, he.
The man, the man. The legend.
Pops in to the facilities. But.
We got a few minutes.
I want to tell people that Project Independence is doing tons of virtual programming. We have technology for the Terrify via Zoom, which is about downloading different apps on your smartphones. We have World in Motion is our current events group is going to meet virtually. Our social discussion group, our men's group. We're actually trying to do the nurses want to do some kind of programming about telemedicine they're coming up with. So it's really great. You know, we're trying to think of these things because unfortunately we don't know when we'll be able to have a full, you know, in-person kind of audience situation. So right now, that's what we're doing. And we're getting a great, I mean, I'm picking up SRs today and so many people have registered for technology for the Terrified already. So it's exciting. People are willing to do it. And I think the fact that Zoom is really an easy forum to do these things is really, really nice. So.
I also, and this is just, I have no reason to say it. I think we're going well into the fall now.
Yeah. Who knows? Listen, we know.
Before things change. That's, you know, originally I said, July, August, it'll be over. You know, my wife at work, they already told her, you know.
Yeah, it's one day at a time. We got to see. We can't predict anything yet. So right now we're just going to keep on our plan. So we're going to
keep on our schedule. That's it.
And next week,
we're not going to be here, but we're going to have a repeat show that Dan will take care of.
Yeah, Joe Galante will actually be on, so you could find out.
Oh, you're doing Joe again?
Yes, those three important things.
And then we'll be back the following week, and from there on, we're going to have consistent shows. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This has been Project Independence and you. Thank you, Otto. Thank you, Christina. And now he's back. Thank you, Dan. Have a wonderful weekend, everyone.